You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Local tech companies are reshaping our employment base, our housing stock, even the Seattle skyline. But when it comes to civic engagement, what role do tech companies play? Compared to Boeing, which doesn't even have its corporate headquarters here anymore, Amazon is not such a big civic player. And some people think local tech companies just aren't interested in civic engagement at all. Todd Bishop, co-founder of the tech news site GeekWire, says there is some truth to that assumption.
At a political level, yes. There certainly is a lot of room for a lot of these companies to improve. Tech workers do tend to be heads down building their startups or working inside big companies. And when they do get involved, it's through things like hackathons and Hack the Homeless and things that are trying to improve things through technology, but not in traditional political ways.
So is it that folks who come to work for, say, Amazon or Tableau Software don't vote? Or is it that they just don't really care about the issues in their community?
It's hard to paint everybody with a broad brush like that. But I think if you look at things on the whole, the tech industry is not as engaged politically as many other industries. And it really also comes down to the maturity of the company. If you look at folks at Microsoft, they tend to be more engaged, for example, than folks at Amazon. And that also gets into the company's culture. You know, Bill Gates and his parents were very heavily involved in philanthropy coming up. And Jeff Bezos is very much a libertarian. And I think those two contrasting values really permeate each company.
So up until our diversification of our economy, we had Boeing. That was our sort of granddaddy of corporate entities. And it still has a big presence in the community, philanthropically, civically, even when it comes to tax breaks, some might say too much of a presence. How do we define or set the expectations that we would have for tech corporations?
I think the first step is to get these tech companies to get their employees voting. That is the big key, just a creating a constituency for city leaders, for state leaders to communicate to and to engage with at the ballot box. I think that is the first key. And we actually saw an effort along those lines by a group affiliated with the Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce last week in Seattle, really encouraging technology leaders to get their employees engaged with the political process.
So is that sort of a rah-rah thing? You send out a letter or you hold some sort of voting pep rally for your employees?
One of the things that they want them to do is to essentially register to vote, you know, very simple things. They also released a slate of candidates that they're endorsing based on interviews that they've done with those candidates. And so the idea is to essentially support politicians, candidates who are at least understanding and engaged with the tech community. So it's sort of a reciprocal type of approach.
I'm talking to GeekWire co-founder and editor Todd Bishop, and we are on the cusp of elections in the Seattle area, so it's very timely that we talk about this now. But you talked briefly about the difference between, say, a Microsoft, which is an older company, and an Amazon, the sort of civically engaged group versus libertarian. It's not that Jeff Bezos doesn't think about community, is it?
It's not. And what Jeff Bezos would tell you and what he's said publicly many times is that he will do and the company will do its best work by building their company. And that will be their long-term contribution to society over time. And especially if you look at Amazon's actions, you know, one of the main drivers of growth in the Seattle urban core right now is Amazon. And while that's creating tons of controversy and conflict, the company would look at that and say, hey, wait a second. We are actually improving the region by creating walkable neighborhoods, creating a sustainable environment, and not contributing to suburban sprawl.
But it seems like, given those examples, that it would be in Amazon's interest to engage its employees in the community where they live, because they can help by the candidates they vote for what kind of urban policies the city chooses to adopt.
Absolutely. And I think if Amazon is smart on the civic front, you will start to see that. I think they have such potential power politically that it's something they could tap into that would actually further their own interests in addition to the interests of the community. And I think people in the community would see that happening, would see Amazon employees getting engaged and actually in some ways react positively to it.
We are asking for civic engagement, but let's talk about Boeing for 1 second. When Boeing started pressuring for tax breaks at the state level for the trade-off in locating jobs here. We said, wait, there's too much influence. So where's the line that we draw between we want you to be involved and wait, you have too much influence, Amazon, Microsoft, Boeing, whoever.
Absolutely. I think maybe it's too much to ask, but I think a certain amount of altruism from these companies would go a long way to engage in the best interest of the community. Knowing that their own interests will rise with that, but not necessarily go after the pet issues. And that is really what you're seeing right now. The biggest level of engagement is on things that directly impact the tech industry, which are very important. Computer science, engineering, capacity, all sorts of different transportation issues. Those are key. But I think these companies need to engage on a level that benefits the broader community first.
Now, Microsoft was founded by two Seattle natives, and as you pointed out, Bill Gates Sr. and his late wife Mary Gates were big philanthropists, and I think there's sort of a disconnect between the established families and the established businesses and the newer startups, whether folks are from here or not, that sense of, you know, what do you owe the place where you do business? And that's a very large question.
It is. You know, the other thing that we've been seeing along those lines, not only individual workers moving here from Silicon Valley and San Francisco to Seattle, as they always have, but also increasingly companies moving here, establishing engineering centers from Silicon Valley and San Francisco. And I think that creates a whole different dynamic, exactly what you're talking about. And those are the people that need to get engaged.
So is it just a matter of 4 decades, like Microsoft, that once you're here for 40 years, there is some sort of investment that you feel?
There is certainly an element of that. There's a level of maturity that comes at a corporate level when a company has been around that long. And as you said, grew out of the community, even though Microsoft technically was not founded here. It's essentially come from this place. Bill Gates and Paul Allen grew up here. And I think that brings a mentality of giving back that will hopefully come over time with these other companies.
Todd Bishop is the co-founder and editor of GeekWire, the online tech news website.